We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
A man in his 40s is due in court later today, charged in connection with the murder of 36-year-old Shane Knott in County Kildare. The man is due to appear before Naas District Court this morning. Mr. Knott's body was found in the garden of a house at Eustace Domain in Naas on Sunday afternoon. Detectives believe Mr. Knott was killed in the house before his body was moved to the garden. Israel's war cabinet has met to discuss its response to Iran's unprecedented drone and missile attack. Israel did not make public whether a decision had been reached. Its allies have strongly condemned Iran's actions, but urged Benjamin Netanyahu's government to show restraint. While Iran has signalled it considers the matter closed, the Israeli military's chief of staff, Havi, said the attack would not go unanswered.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will bring a memo to Cabinet later this morning seeking tougher sentences for knife crime. Under planned amendments, the maximum sentence for serious knife offences will increase to 7 years. Meanwhile, the Cabinet is also expected to delay the harmonisation of patent rules across the EU. Here's Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
This morning, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, will seek Cabinet approval to increase the maximum sentence for knife crime from 5 to 7 years. Along with her colleague, Minister of State James Brown, she's also seeking more powers for Gardaí to issue ASBOs, or anti-social behaviour orders. Several other memos will be brought before ministers during this busy cabinet meeting. The government is expected to agree to a postponement of the patents referendum, which would harmonise patent rules across the EU. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, will seek approval to increase by 33 the number of Irish peacekeepers serving in Lebanon. He will also request that the UNIFIL mission is extended for another year. The additional personnel is intended to enhance the security of the Irish battalion amid the heightened threat level in the region. Tommy Meskell, RTE News.
The Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, is to seek a one-year extension to the lease at City West Hotel to May 2025. Approximately 81,000 Ukrainians and 8,000 international protection applicants have been accommodated there since 2022. At present, around 1,600 Ukrainians and 560 international protection applicants are staying at City West. A new report claims that the Irish economy could lose €288 million annually as a result of the closure of more than 200 restaurants, cafes and other food-led businesses so far this year. The report estimates that every time such a firm here shuts its doors for good, it results in the state losing out on a total of up to €1.36 million in value each year, and 22 people losing their jobs on average. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
This report was commissioned by the Restaurants Association of Ireland and completed by economist Jim Power. The report says hospitality firms have faced a raft of rising costs in recent times, and this is forcing many out of business. It says on average, each restaurant closure results in a total annual loss to the economy of €1.36 million in lost wages, payroll taxes, VAT receipts, commercial rates, water charges and more. The association says so far this year, a total of 212 restaurants, cafes and other food-led businesses have closed down. As a result, it says the cumulative annual cost to the economy could be up to €288 million. It wants to see a return of the 9% VAT rate for food-related businesses, which the Department of Finance has said would cost €545 million a year. But the association claims if 400 restaurants end up closing, the state will begin losing more money than it would have cost it to lower the VAT rate in the first place.
New research from the National Youth Council of Ireland suggests the most pressing concerns for young people in Ireland are housing and the cost of living. The study looked at the challenges facing 18 to 29-year-olds, including accommodation difficulties, financial strain and low mental well-being, our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This research from the National Youth Council and Ipsos shows that nearly half of young people are dissatisfied with their current housing situation. Over one in five have skipped meals due to financial constraints, and half of 18 to 29-year-olds have low mental well-being. Women reported worse mental and financial well-being, as well as lower satisfaction with pay and conditions. The National Youth Council described the report's findings as alarming and said they should serve as a wake-up call to the government. It's calling for measures to tackle housing shortages, the abolishing of sub-minimum wage rates, and steps to reduce the gender pay gap.
Police in Australia say a knife attack in a church in Sydney yesterday was a terrorist incident. A 15-year-old boy was arrested after a bishop and several other people were stabbed. None suffered life-threatening injuries. It was the second major stabbing attack in just 3 days in Sydney, after six people were killed and 12 injured in a knife attack in the Bondi area on Saturday. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be cool and breezy with scattered showers and some sunny spells. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees in a moderate to fresh northwesterly breeze.